Next case, please.
The next application is 11,837. Gary McQuaid seeks a variance from the front yard and side yard setbacks, sections 115-25C and 115-183C of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the north side of Shady Lane, approximately 1,178 feet east of Banks Lane. The 911 address is 24346 Shady Lane, Millsboro. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 234, Map 17, Parcel 150. Specifically, they're requesting a 1.3-foot variance from the side and a 1.1-foot variance from the front. Received no letters in support, no letters in opposition, one mail return. Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Chris McQuaid, 24346 Shady Lane, Millsboro, Delaware.
Right here.
McQuaid, 24346 Shady Lane, Millsboro.
And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Don't be nervous.
Good evening, Chairman and Board. Hi.
Hi, there you go.
This is the house. Well, I'll give it, pass around. That's some question. We presently have a contract on that house. We're trying to sell the house. We purchased the house in December of 1985, mm-hmm. at which time there was, to our knowledge, no violations of setbacks or anything. And when we went to sell the house, the newest survey now shows that there are violations, or there are setback violations. I think you may have two sets of surveys there. I have a third one. This is actually the one we got when we purchased the house. I had showed it to Mr. Lank. You can pass it.
We have to keep it if you submit it.
We could make a copy?
Yeah, we could. I mean, if they don't mind.
I have a copy, so you can follow. Okay.
Okay?
He just suggested that we didn't have to give you that because for some strange reason, the deck on that house is not showing on the survey. But what I do have is I have people from our association that had lived there prior to us purchasing the house, stating and attesting to the fact that the deck actually was there when we purchased the house. I mean, we have no idea why it doesn't show up on the original survey. In 1991, we got an appraisal on the house because we were going to refinance the house. I think you probably have a survey for the 1991 one. And even when we did the appraisal, with that survey, it doesn't show any variances. I mean, it doesn't show any setback. It doesn't have the numbers there.
It doesn't say
we're in violation. And also on the appraisal, it says no adverse easements or encroachments were noted. That was in 1991. Now it brings us to the present when we're selling the house. And now the current survey, which you have, says that we have encroachments. We have no neighbors that have complained at all. The house, I mean, the deck has been there for 31 years. We've actually had a house inspection already, and it's passed the house inspection. We had a VA appraisal inspection that has passed. And actually, the gentleman that did the house inspection, I'll show you this picture. He just told us how well the deck is built because it's lag bolted into the house, and we used
marine grade.
I have bills for that, and there are six inch posts, 3 feet cemented into the ground, and like I say, I don't think it has a disadvantage to the neighborhood at all. Actually, I think it's a beautiful home.
Oops, a lot of pictures you did.
Thank you.
Okay. Wait, I'm going to see if we got any questions from members of the board. Mr. Workman, I'm going to start with you, please.
That deck, you said the deck was on it?
Yes, we purchased it, but it doesn't show on the first survey. We just don't know why.
Okay.
But like I say, the people have attested. We have a small neighborhood. It's a home association. And actually, the president and we had three other people lived there prior to us purchasing the home. And they have attested to the fact, yes, it was there.
Okay. But it doesn't show up on the old?
Not on the first survey, no.
Okay.
And I guess we were young, dumb kids and, you know, we just wanted to buy the house. And I didn't realize it until all this came up when we went to sell the house.
Right.
Who put,
okay, now, just record.
Who put the garage on?
Pardon me?
Was the garage there?
No, but we had a permit and we have a variance for the garage. I have. Would you like to explain that to them?
The garage is not part of this application. The garage will be taken care of through an administrative process.
It said,
I'm looking at it now.
They were asking for a 10-foot variance on the garage, but it's actually closer.
It is. They were granted a variance for 10 feet. It was built 9.3 feet, which means it's less than a foot, so they can go through the administrative variance to fix the slight encroachment that they are over on that.
Gotcha.
And we have a copy of that in the file.
So the rear
was set left off, so the rear is not part of tonight's application.
Okay, that's all I wanted to know. Good. All right, let's go to the house now. Is that, that's okay? 1.3 tenths and 1.1? Is that all right?
Yes, the 1.3 is for the side and the 1.1 is for the front.
Okay.
And those are the two variances for tonight.
Okay. You have no record, I guess, of a certificate of compliance being issued or anything like that, so you felt you were involved?
Not the 31 years worth of records, not that I can recall.
So you thought you were in good shape all this time. No other questions, guys.
Okay. Mr. Hudson?
Questions.
Mr. Mills?
No questions.
Mr. Chen?
Yeah, just a couple. As far as the porch was built by a prior owner, is that what you testified to earlier that was there? I'm talking about the porch, not the deck.
The porch was there, prior to. And
the deck
I questioned the porch, but because on all the other surveys, it doesn't show that. It shows that it's like 41 feet back the house.
Yeah, but it doesn't show
doesn't show the porch. And they told me because the porch has a roof, it's considered, it has to be the 30 feet. But that wasn't noted before on the first two surveys.
But the point being, it was there prior to
it
your
was,
ownership,
yes,
and you
yes,
haven't
yes.
made
we
an addition.
We did not touch the porch at all.
And as far as the deck, the only thing I think I saw in there was that you had made some repairs to
yes,
it.
Yes, it was beginning to deteriorate. And
but you didn't change where it was located or anything like
no,
that?
No, we just...
As far as the edge of paving in relation to the front property line, How close is the shady lane from your front property line? Is there a distance there? Is some of your front yard kind of in the right of way, where it would
yes.
make your property your front property look bigger
yes.
than it is?
Yes, okay. Yes. All of Shady Lane is like that. We all have like 2.5-3 feet that is actually common property.
Mm-hmm. Before you get to the
before
road.
You get to our markings, yes.
So somebody wouldn't even notice that the porch was in the front yard setback, likely because of that.
But the peg was there. Somebody surveying should have seen it, I think.
All right. Well, I don't have any further questions for you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. There being no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11837. Uniqueness of the property. They have said that they've had the in other words, they didn't know that they were in violation all these years. And it couldn't otherwise be developed. It was built in 1991 and then turned down to you people, right? And you found out.
That's when we did the remodeling.
That's when you did the
91.
Okay. And currently it was listed for, redoing the place. Not created by the applicant. It was developed by the prior owner, wasn't it? The
pardon me, I'm
the deck.
Yes,
was by the prior owner. Is that
yes.
correct? Okay. Will not alter essential character of the neighborhood. No one is ever concerned with your place. Is that correct?
Never.
And this is the minimum variance that will give them relief.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Rickard and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11,837. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickard?
Aye for the reasons I stated.
And Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,837 is approved.
Thank you.
Okay, and good luck.